From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November the 10th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capitol Confidential that 650 people contacted the state attorney general's office regarding election day issues through 6 p.m. on November 8th, 3 hours before the polls closed. Most of the reports were related to broken or malfunctioning voting machines, many in New York City. Issues were reported to the Board of Elections as they came in. Locally in Athens, there were issues with potential voters not showing up registered. With the 5:30 p.m. judicial hearing, according to Sam Sebrin, an election and WGXE volunteer. Colby Hamilton in Politico New York reports that though Donald Trump may be the president-elect, he still faces legal cases in New York. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office said it is not changing any plans on its case against Trump and his now shuttered university since Trump won the election. Amy Spitalnick, the Attorney General's spokesperson, said in a statement, and I quote, "The Trump University litigation continues to move through the appellate process," end quote. Trump University also faces a federal case in California. Schneiderman's office also is investigating the Trump Foundation. Trump's office did not comment on the story. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Ariel Zangela reports in the Daily Freeman that locally, Democrat Zephyr Tishot, who lives in Dutchess County, carried Ulster County in the November 8th election 41,160 to 33,653. But Basso won Dutchess, 25,412 to 22,566, Green, 12,032 to 6,248, and Columbia, 14,498 to 12,235. Overall, Basso won 153,217 votes to Teachout's 126,671. Basso said in a statement after the election, and I quote, "Congratulations to Zephyr Teachout on a hard-fought race that was closely watched not only by those living in the 19th Congressional District, but by people all over the nation. What we've heard today is that citizens are deeply concerned about our country, that they care about its future, and that they want a government that works for them and gets things done. They're tired of gridlocks, games, and the 24-hour spin cycle and punditry. To those people I say, I hear you loud and clear," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bob Bryant in the Business Insider reports that private prison companies' stocks moved higher after the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. Corrections Corporation of America rose 40% in initial trading, and GEO Group rose 20%. In August, President Barack Obama and the Department of Justice announced that the federal government would stop using private facilities, with Hillary Clinton, Trump's Democratic opponent, supporting those measures too. You can read that full story at Business Insider. State Agricultural Commissioner Richard A. Bell announced on November the 7th that New York Seed Testing Laboratory is moving from Geneva to Albany. State Seed Testing Laboratory is run with Cornell University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at a new state-of-the-art New York State Food Laboratory in Albany. Commissioner Ball said, and I quote, "Staff provide extensive and essential consumer protection services by testing foods and other products for purity, wholesomeness, and accurate labeling. By partnering with Cornell University to bring the seed lab to Albany and house it within our food lab, we're able to offer additional efficiency in testing services to the agricultural industry," end quote. Andrew Reuter reports in the Albany Business Review that Albany International Airport will soon add nonstop flights to Denver. Southwest Airlines begins nonstop flights on weekdays and weekends to an Albany and Denver International Airport on April 25th. All Over Albany reports that Dutchess County was split the most even in terms of presidential preference, with 47.5% of voters choosing Donald Trump and 46.45% voting for Hillary Clinton. Greene County also went for Trump by a 60-33% margin, and Rensselaer County favored the president-elect 47.53% to 44.71%. There were wider margins in Schoharie County, 63-29% in favor of Trump, in Delaware County, 6132. Other counties in the WGXE listening area voted for Clinton for president. Columbia County was the closest, picking Clinton over Trump, 47.33 to 46.01. Albany County went to Clinton, 58 to 34, and Ulster County backed Clinton, 51 to 42%. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 54 degrees. For tonight, it will be clear, then becoming mostly cloudy towards daybreak with a temperature low around 39. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 29. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:41 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:37 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 10th day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.